recognition in the conventional sense is the basis of all knowledge and experience. Whenever you are knowing something or experiencing something, the basis of that is the recognition of it as being something or other. You recognize your husband, your wife. You recognize a fork, a knife. You recognize a room, a place. You recognize words to mean such and such. All the forms of knowledge and experience that you enjoy or suffer are based on familiarity, recognition, or the assumption that what you are knowing and experiencing is a something or other with which you are familiar. It is the basis of our ordinary living. Familiarity is the basis of all ordinary living, all ordinary sanity. At the same time, we are bound to the convention of familiarity. We are bound by the convention of familiarity. Insofar as our life and sanity depends on knowing and experiencing familiarity, recognition, we have the possibility of suffering the absence of the familiar, separation from the familiar, distortion or confusion of what is familiar. We also have the possibility of not knowing yet. There are all the things we do not know yet, the things we have not yet experienced, which we project into the future. There are all the things we've known and experienced in the past, but with which we are not associated in the present. Some of the things we have known and experienced or become familiar with in the past, we would like to be associated with again, pleasures, people we enjoyed, and so forth. Other things we dread having anything to do with again, but we resurrect them constantly in our memory. So we tend to be defined by knowledge and experience and the search for knowledge and experience. And our entire being, definable as knowledge and experience, in the presence or absence of it, is limited by this very convention. In other words, insofar as we are bound or not yet happy, we are bound and unhappy as knowers and experiencers, and we look to become free and happy by exercising our capacity to know and experience. So we project this possibility of enlightenment into the framework of our knowing and experiencing life, our conventional living. And we make truth, therefore, something with which we can ultimately be familiar. We make it a something. And we continue the illusion while we search for that truth or that happiness, that everything that is arising in the present is recognizable, is familiar to us. We take as a matter of truth or reality that what we presume things or others or states to be is in fact what they are, is really what they are. But in fact, in truth and really, nothing is what we presume it to be. We don't know what anything is. We simply project onto patterns conventions of familiarity, conventions of identification. We make sense out of life, and while making sense out of it, we define life in the terms of the limitation associated with our present state of knowledge, our present state of experience, our present capacity for knowledge and experience represented by this body-mind and its peculiar limitations, the time and space circumstance of our birth, and so forth. All of these things with which we can become familiar and which we familiarize to ourselves through language, all kinds of conventions of identification, tend also to become the instruments whereby we define and limit existence itself. What I propose to you is that not only does truth have nothing whatever to do with knowledge and experience, is not a something with which we can become familiar, but we do not at the present time, even in this present moment, recognize anything, or anyone, or any state at all. If you will simply and directly examine anything or state or one arising in the present moment. Thoroughly examine it. You should quickly come to the point of realizing that you do not know what it is. You have no direct awareness of what it is at all. At all. Now, you know something about what things and states and others are. You know about them through this whole process of association. And so you define and identify things and states and others through the medium of such familiarity. But that, as I said, is simply a convention of ordinary living. You do not, in fact, know what anyone is. You don't know what you are. You don't know what this flower is, this piece of paper is, not what it is. You know what it is about as a matter of convention, as a matter of ordinary experiencing, as a matter of the daily process of association, whereby we make order somehow or other out of this mystery of our appearance here. But you don't know what anything is, not what it is. It is paper, but what is paper? What is the word paper? What is paperness? What is the difference between the paper and the space? You feel you have a sense of fear or anxiety at the present moment, perhaps. You say, I'm afraid, or I feel anxious. But what is anxiety? What is feeling? If you, in other words, directly associate with anything that is arising in the present moment, all the sense of familiarity disappears, and you realize that you are simply in a condition of ignorance, aware merely as consciousness, aware of whatever is arising, merely as arising, merely as existence. The mere existence or isness of this moment, whatever seems to be contained within it, is your primary state of awareness. And everything else is a convention that you superimpose upon it. If you were to bring yourself to every present moment as just this intelligence of really examining everything arising to the point of being aware simply of its mere existence, then everything that you add to your existence by way of convention would be transcended. All the conventions of knowledge and experience, limited, pleasurable, painful, whatever, would cease to have any power, any binding force whatsoever. You would simply be established in the mystery of ignorance, the transcendental mystery of being itself. And that, realized most perfectly, most profoundly, is enlightenment. It is the disposition of the seventh stage of life. And in the seventh stage of life, it is not only perfectly realized, it is perfected in its demonstration.